What's going on, everybody? Mike Myers here, back with the podcast, and I'm going to get into the name of it, the new name of it, the new name of it soon, but let's roll the intro. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast hosted by me, Mike Myers. And the name of this podcast 2 years ago started out as the VidBiz Podcast. And I like that. I like that name. And then earlier this year, I was in a lot of transition and kind of questioning the route in which I wanted the podcast to go, and was kind of going more for the kind of the more vague, broad strokes of creativity, and so, but also bridging that gap between creativity and business. And so I essentially named the podcast the Createness Podcast. And I made that one episode about the naming of it, the renaming of it, and then I never made another podcast episode again. In partial because around that time, due to some unfortunate circumstances, I transitioned out of the studio / office space that I was in at that time. Around January, February, I had plans on moving into a new space with a buddy, friend, colleague of mine, and then that space ended up, that ended up not working out. So then I was left office-less, homeless, and it is now September 12th, and I have been office-less since. For a variety of reasons, business has slowed down to the point where I've not felt comfortable at least paying rent right now, and just a few other reasons. I've essentially just set this kind of makeshift studio up because I've really gotten away from the podcast. I really enjoyed the podcast. It kind of helped me, whether anybody was listening to it or not, it really helped me just kind of put things out there and bring clarity to my own thoughts. So I've kind of set this little studio up and still in process of finding a space that fits kind of the need and the wants and the budget and all of those things. And so just kind of being a nomad right now, bouncing around, whether that's home office or I do freelance stuff for my church. So I land in the office, the studio down there sometimes, and coffee shops, you know, anywhere that I can kind of get some work done and I guess be productive. But so long story, you know, I was hoping kind of this podcast would kind of go more in that direction of, you know, work, you know, talking with other entrepreneurs and business owners in different areas, and kind of renaming the podcast the Createness Podcast. And I'm just going to go ahead and delete that episode where I kind of announced that, because I've decided video is what I know. And I can still talk to all those people kind of outside of the video world and how they approach creativity, maybe how they approach video production or video marketing within their business, or they don't, or whatever the case might be. But I feel like this podcast is directed towards video production business owners and video producers, that's what I know. That's really all I know. I mean, I've been doing this now for 12 years, and really since I got married, started in weddings and kind of made some shifts along the way to working for an agency, working commercial corporate when I started out on my own, like full-time in 2016. It was kind of a hybrid of weddings and whatever I could get. And along the way, like, but regardless, it's always been video. I tout myself as a photographer. I have done photography professionally. People have paid me to shoot photography professionally. Many times I would consider myself a professional photographer, still a photographer, but videography, video producing, video production, video marketing is really where I know a lot about. And even if I don't know a lot about, I've got a lot of experience in that world. And so I feel like this podcast should just hover right around that area. And if we venture outside of that, that's okay. But the target topics and the demographic are video production centric. So without further ado, I'm not going to go back to VidBiz podcast. I always thought that was like, it was kind of catchy. But I wasn't always sold on it, and that's kind of why I changed the name, in the first place. So throughout the past few months, I've kind of taken on this new secondary, brand, I guess, called Video Galaxy. And it kind of essentially started out as another agency model, but it's its own separate entity and its own separate brand, and it's got its own separate logo. And I have the domain and all those things. And I've kind of come to the conclusion and the realization that that would be the perfect name and naming convention and brand for this podcast, the Video Galaxy. This is truly the galaxy, you know, it's kind of like a metaphor, I guess, you know, for what video production is. It's, you know, it's endless. It is constantly discovering new things, constantly evolving. And so I really like the sound of it. And it's kind of a cool and catchy name. But the Video Galaxy is really, hopefully it can be a community of like-minded individuals like me. Maybe you're an experienced veteran business owner in the video space. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you're working for a business or a company right now and you want to venture out on your own. Hopefully the Video Galaxy podcast can be that for you, can be a help. My desk is a little squeaky and it's kind of annoying me, but I'm not going to fix it right now. So bear with me and I'll fix it for the next episode. Anyways, so that's what I'm hoping the Video Galaxy podcast will be. Really just a place and space for, you know, me to talk about my experiences, to talk with other, you know, guests about their experiences. We've had in the history of the 20 some episodes of this podcast, we've had two guests and those were great, Ray Ray and Henry, both phenomenal professionals in the video production space. And I just love talking about those things, and I can talk about those things, and I can kind of relate on levels to them, to those types of people in the video production space, because that's where I come from. So this is the Video Galaxy podcast, And we're going to call it that, and that's what it's going to be named. And I'm not going to change it for a long time, if ever. So consider this a new fresh start. And we're going to do some, I'm just going to start talking about something that's kind of been on. So we'll consider this episode the new era, but this is episode 21, I guess, or 20 of this podcast. But essentially, this is the first official podcast episode of the Video Galaxy podcast. And today I do want to talk about something, something that's kind of been on my heart and mind the past few weeks. The past few months, really since January, when, like I said, I was going through that transition of, moving out of the office. It was just a lot of things at once, and it was really frustrating time. And honestly, candidly, it's been a really frustrating year. It's been so frustrating, so frustrating. So to paint a little bit of a picture, came into 2023 with, high optimism. I had a few retainer clients. Having that recurring revenue is always super awesome. And it kind of just gives you peace of mind. And it keeps you kind of going into pursuing maybe bigger one-off projects, or maybe even projects that you want to do, just kind of creative projects that might not necessarily warrant any specific ROI, but maybe eventually down the road, people will see that piece of content and they'll be like, wow, we want to do something like that. We can see that that was super special. So that's the beauty of recurring revenue and the retainer model. And so I came into 2023 with a few of those clients, and things were just kind of sailing along. And then in mid-January, I got a call from a client who I had been really pursuing, a relationship with them, and just like, hey, like, I know like we've talked a little bit about video and like you guys aren't quite there yet, but let's chat. And it was just kind of like back and forth, and they didn't really have anything on their mind at that moment. And so it just kind of went radio silent for a while. And then until January of this year, the marketing director emails me and said, we need a video and we need it now, basically. We need it within the next 4 weeks. So that was super exciting. The budget was there that we needed and wanted to produce the thing that they needed and wanted. It was a fun project. We got to bring in some friends, like crew members, Henry and Ray and Aaron. And it was just a really good time. And it was really amazing momentum. The retainer clients, this really big, well-paying job. And then kind of more momentum, like in having conversations of like moving into this new office and having a new studio space. And then within a matter of like a week or two where I packed up all my stuff, I moved out, and then it was like, oh, actually we decided to not go into that space, so we don't actually have room for you. And then it was just kind of like hit after hit of like, hey, we're one of your retainer clients. The economy is feeling a little wonky. We're going to pull back. We're not going to do the retainer right now. Hey, same thing, blah, blah, blah. Like all of these kind of prospective one-off projects, we're kind of like, we're going to pull back on the reins. And all of a sudden, it was just like a wave of like, it was like hot, riding high. While things are going good, things are finally kind of built up. And then it was like, whoom, like just knocked the legs out from under me. And it was just like, what the heck is going on? It was just wildly, wildly frustrating. And just sending email after email after email, cold email after cold email after cold email. If you've ever been there, it's the worst. Sending cold emails is the absolute worst. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't. And so it's just this whole entire year has been just kind of discouraging moment after discouraging moment. And then maybe a little bit, okay, enough of encouraging, like, a project comes along that's encouraging enough to just keep going a little longer, like to keep pushing through. Another example is in March, I got like I pretty much cold emailed this client that I really wanted to work with, and never really heard anything. And then all of a sudden, I started kind of gaining traction with their marketing department. And I finally got on a Zoom call, and it finally, like, we finally had, like, oh, they're like, oh, we didn't realize like that you guys do this kind of work that we're hoping to do for, you know, this next marketing campaign. Let's start talking. Oh my gosh. That was kind of like, oh, okay, finally, like, okay, it's been kind of crappy for the past few months. And it was like, oh, it was, it's a really cool product. It's a cool company. And they want to talk to us and they want to have conversations and like, okay, let's see. Long story short, that didn't work out, because through unfortunate circumstances, just, it was back and forth. They wanted all these ideas and they didn't want to pay us for those ideas. And it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We probably went through four or five conversations. Like, they wanted ideas and we would pitch them ideas. They would like the idea and then they would kind of backtrack like, oh, we don't actually think that's a good idea. Let's come back to the drawing board in next week or in 2 weeks and come back with some more ideas. All the while, not paying us any money. And eventually, we kind of snapped and we were like, you know what? This isn't going to work. We've probably put in $10,000 worth of effort and work in the research and in putting kind of our thoughts on paper. And it's just not going to work. And it kind of blew up in our face. And that was the end of that. And that was going into summer, middle of summer. And it, like I said, this year has just been, if I could describe in one word, it would be discouraging. So discouraging. Like I said, some highs, mostly lows. And it's in those moments where I have fought so hard and so long to want to run my own business. And then I have these agonizing, stupid thoughts of, you know what, maybe I should just go get a job. I'm sure I could get a marketing director job or a video producer job. Probably get paid the same amount, like take home. Why not? And I mean, I've genuinely, like, just speaking candidly, I have genuinely gone down the road, like, LinkedIn jobs, Indeed, like, what is out there? Maybe I can just apply and see what happens type of thing. Because this year has just, it's been garbage. It's so discouraging. And, yeah, I guess it's just me being open and honest and candid, authentic, hopefully, and I'm sure anybody who's listening to this who's a freelancer or a business owner of any sort has gone through this exact scenario. It's gone on a lot longer than I have anticipated. And I wouldn't even say right now, I'm out of it. I'm out of the woods. It's kind of like, it's always like, let's, you know, get to the next job. Like, what's the next job? What's the next thing to kind of keep the ball rolling, keep the revenue coming in, keep the bills paid type of thing. It's just is that right now. And it really sucks. And I thought I had kind of like hacked the system of like retainers and things like that. But what I learned, it doesn't really matter if people think the economy is going to garbage or, you know, whatever, people get scared. And where do they pull their money the first place? Marketing. For some reason, I don't know. And no offense if you're one of those people that has done that. It just is what it is. That's my philosophy, is that's where you probably should be spending the most amount of money, because everybody's going to be pulling back from marketing and advertising and PR. So if you just kind of gamble the odds, maybe we should just put more money towards it. And then we keep everyone more afloat, like the video production agencies. That's my own selfish reasoning, and I'm really going to fix this desk before the next episode because it's really squeaking. Anyways, so that's kind of been this year in a nutshell. Like I said, it's September 12th of 2023, and you know, I've maintained relationships and communication with other producers, video business owners, some of the guys from my old mastermind class that I was a part of this earlier this spring. We all went to Orlando earlier, somewhere down there. And we got together, and even though like I've only met most of them once in person, you know, maintaining a relationship with them on Slack or wherever, kind of coming together and be like, guys, this, am I crazy? A, and B, what do you guys do? Like, and I don't think there's not really any one particular answer here for anybody. But I guess the thing that I keep coming back to is, I guess I hate to use like the term like called, like I've been called to this. But man, maybe sometime I'll go into kind of a deeper history of like where, like, I don't want to get too into it right now, but like, I worked in full-time ministry for about a year during the pandemic, and that time was a really difficult time for me because I felt so drawn to do this. But that was also serving a great purpose because it's ministry and you're helping people and you're serving God and things like that. So there's this tension of like, so it was really difficult. So I left that. I left safety, a salary, benefits, things like that. Working with a really great team at a church that I love and I still go to and I still do a lot of work for. But I fought so hard internally, seeing a therapist, talking to my wife, annoying the heck out of her, that I don't think the business is over and done and dead. And so that was 2.5 years ago when I resigned from that position to come back fully with my full attention to the business. And like I said, that first year and a half, year-ish, was like fantastic and just like full throttle, great, amazing, more money than I had ever made. And then 2023 hits and it's like, and it doesn't just hit, but it just lingers and lingers and lingers. And it's September and it's like, okay. Anytime this can break and we can go back to the way things were. And so, like I said, you start questioning yourself. Why should I be doing this? Why am I doing this? This is causing me an exorbitant amount of anxiety and stress, thinking day in and day out. Why? And how? And so the only answer I can muster up is like, you know, I fought internally and felt reassured and felt at peace. Stepping out again, I've done it twice where I've stepped out of a full-time, like, well-paying job to come do full-time business ownership. And the only like thing that I can say is that that's what I feel like I need to be doing. I won't lie that the freedom of schedule and those alluring things, but that's part of why I feel like I need to be doing it. There's so many aspects of my life that just kind of allow, you know, that it's just so nice to have that freedom, the flexibility to kind of ebb and flow, to go to work for 3 hours instead of 8 because my kids were sick. You know, those different things, taking kids to school late because they had a rough morning. I can get into a whole story of what happened last week But that's part of the reason. Right now in this season of life, I feel like this is where I need to be. And I feel like so many people experience the same thing, and we're just not honest about it. We hide behind Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and business is good for people. Business is good for friends of mine, colleagues, where they have the retainer clients that they're wanting. They're making more money than they ever have. And I look at that and I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Where have I messed up? Where am I lacking? Why? And it's just like, okay. You can get into the very discouraging downward spiral of why me, oh boo-hoo, or I can just say, okay, this is what I feel like I need to be doing right now. Against all of the other things that should be saying, like, just go get a job somewhere. This, or, you know, I could probably easily go back to the church job. They would take me back with arms wide open, full time, and I would never have to think again. But like I said, it's just something inside of me that just keeps saying, no, just keep holding on. Just keep doing this. And that's kind of what I want to say to anyone else that feels discouraged. And like I said, we hide behind Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn posts of like, oh, like business is so great. Business is good. And for some people it is. A lot of people it is. Some people it's not. And I think there's people on all sides of the spectrum of kind of, you know, in any given time, sometimes the economy is like really crazy and booming and most people are doing well. If you're not a good business person, you're probably never going to be doing well. But I feel like there's probably the spectrum is kind of all over the place as far as where people feel. And I've talked, you know, like I said, there's some of my friends that are doing phenomenal. There's some of my friends we are the ones having the conversation. We're like, what is going on right now? Because it seems like no one needs or wants or is even thinking about video marketing. It's crazy to me. Some people, like I said, are. It feels like most people, that's the last thing on their minds. But we've also been talking for years of how, like, that's the most important medium for marketing in 2023, you know, or in this decade, you know, it's like over 85% of content, but we're still not doing it, or at least we're not willing to pay what it's worth, or we're not willing to pay at all. And so that's just been my experience. And like I said, it's not that I don't have leads or conversations about work, about, you know, potential prospective work. It's like every time that I do, it's a conversation of like, hey, I was talking to my boss, blah, blah, blah. We need a video for this. We need a video. We need to start doing more video. My boss told me we need to do more video. Cool. So we need to do a video for this specific thing. Okay, so obviously it comes down to cost. I get that. And so that's usually where we end up. And that's usually where the conversation stops. Because it's usually like, well, okay, how much is a video? Obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into quoting a video. What type of video? What's the scope of it? So many things. I can't just be like, oh, well, that's a $5,000 video, and that's a $10,000 video, and that's a $50,000 video. But I guess I can give a pretty decent scope or idea. Okay, well, if you're looking at this video on our website, that video costs $25,000. And like I said, that's where the conversation has ended so many times. this year alone. And so it, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent of like pricing and just having those conversations. But all in all, this year has been discouraging for a lot of my colleagues and very much for me. And I hope not for you, but if it has, these are the words that I want to say to you. If this is what you feel and are convicted inside your body that you can't really explain to other people, number one, ask for patience and grace from those people, especially if they're your spouse, because it often seems, especially if your spouse is a logical person, like my wife, where it's like, okay, well, it doesn't seem like business is doing phenomenal. Wouldn't it be easier to just go find a job? Yes, it would be easier. And I don't understand why I can't do easy. I don't understand why I can't do easy. I don't understand why I can't just like be okay with waking up, going to work, clocking in, doing my job, clocking out, going home, and not thinking about work until I go back the next day. That's never how my brain has operated, especially since I've gotten into video production. And I just don't know why I can't do it. I don't know why. But there's something inside of me that is telling me, this is what you need to be doing. And I don't know why, and I don't know what to scope or what that's going to look like as the years progress. Am I going to do something meaningful where, I don't know, I'm gonna create some astounding short film or documentary series that's going to change lives? I don't know. Right now, I'm just making videos for companies that are selling, you know, insurance and things like that. I don't know if that's necessarily changing people's lives, but it's a lot of fun, A, and B, it's just taking me deeper into those experiences, dealing with, you know, bigger crews and casts, coming face to face with professionals that I might not otherwise come face to face with. So I don't know. There's a lot. This is kind of a long podcast, and it's just kind of me expressing my heart to you about where I'm at, why the podcast A hasn't been around, and B, just kind of where I'm going to be going from here. And, you know, I'm, like I said, it's been a very discouraging, quite maddening, frustrating year. There's a lot of adjectives and a lot of things in my brain. Like, it's been frustrating. It's been discouraging. It's been, why are we doing this? Like, why are you still doing this, Mike? This is me talking to myself. Why are you still doing this? Things are okay, but they're not as good as like so-and-so, and they're not as good as they used to be. And they're not, doesn't look like they're going to get any better, so might as well just give up. And I guess what I'm saying to myself and to you, the listener, the watcher, is don't try not to. You have to take care of your family. You have to take care of yourself. And if that means going and finding a job at UPS, loading trucks, which I've almost done, then so be it. There's no shame. You need to take care of like your house. You need to pay your bills. You need to do those things. But if there's a way in which you can do both and still pursue this thing that you feel called to and still pursue this thing that you feel convicted that you need to be doing, then do it. And just keep doing it and keep pursuing new ideas and keep pursuing new thoughts that enter your brain like I do. Sometimes it's dangerous. Sometimes it doesn't go anywhere. But at least I'm not stopping. I'm not just like sitting stagnant. And that's one of the reasons why I was inspired to re-up the podcast and kind of get it going again. Because honestly, I just need to like talk about these things, and it's not for pity, and it's not for it's not for people to feel bad about. I mean, if clients or past clients like hear this, it's not, I'm not like mad or like upset or anything. People, everyone's like in their own journey and everyone has their own budgets, and it's not like I expect, you know, I expect someone else, you know, things are just really not where I expect them to be. And so then I get frustrated, but it's not blaming anyone except for, okay, well, we just need to readjust, figure out where we need to be focusing our attention, and let's just go after that. Let's go after that. If you're listening and you're like, I think that's a specific niche that I need to focus on. I've heard of great success, and I have not done this myself, but I've thought about it and considered and kind of wondered like which niche, which specific like industry or where I could focus my attention, where do I have the most knowledge, where could I bring the most value if I focused on specific like industry, like manufacturing or something. I have quite a bit of experience in manufacturing, shooting video and things like that for manufacturing. So that might be how you're readjusting, refocusing, like, oh, I need to just hone on this one specific industry that I know in and out, and I can make videos about it all day long. For others, it might be just doing a podcast. It might be doing something else, doing a YouTube channel and kind of talking about things. I think somewhere inside of me, there's like education avenues, because I like talking about this kind of stuff. I think I'm pretty good at it, and I think I know what I'm talking about enough to teach other people. I'm not some filmmaking guru who has Academy Awards and things like that, but I think I know enough to tell stories, like of how to tell a good story. And from the business side of things, how to couple those two things together. And I'm sitting here and I'm playing the imposter, like the imposter syndrome game, because I'm saying like, well, I know these things. I know how to teach other people. And then my brain tells me, but dude, you're doing a podcast right now about how this year hasn't been very successful for you. And then I start telling myself like, well, you actually don't really know what you're doing. You don't actually know how to run a business, a video production business, because you would obviously be doing way better if you did. And so we're all in the same boat. We all have imposter syndrome. We all tell ourselves that everyone else is doing better than us. Everyone is more successful than us. Everyone has more revenue than us. And it's just not true. Some people are doing way better. Some people are doing a little better. Some people are doing worse. Some people are doing terrible. We might be right in the middle. We might be the one doing terrible. But we're all on a spectrum, and there's always room to grow. And I'm not settling that this is it for Carrot Film Company or Video Galaxy. And that's why I'm just continuing to keep the needle moving. Keep going. And if it all just kind of just shuts down one day and everyone that I ever know is like, no, we just don't think we want video production from you anymore, and everyone says that to me, that's when I'll walk away. That's when I'll say, I guess this wasn't meant to be. But until that day, I'm just going to keep pushing through to discouragement, through the frustration, until the goal of this is, I don't know what the goal is. Like, the goal is for me to continue to do this thing day in, day out, collaborate with colleagues, creative people around me, make cool stuff for businesses that I trust and know and want to put my name behind what they're doing. And that's the goal right now. That's the goal. And I have financial goals. I had financial goals for 2023 that are completely out the window unless some miracle happens. But that's the thing. You make goals. Sometimes you reach them. Sometimes you don't come anywhere close. But at least you were like, okay, well, that didn't happen, and it's frustrating. But I can either, you know, if it's an annual goal like 2024, like I can get to the end of this year, go into 2024 and be like, well, I guess I'll lower that goal. No, I'm probably going to increase that goal, like revenue goal that I didn't even hit this year, but I'm probably gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna at least hit that goal, maybe, and hopefully go above that. And I don't know. It's just, this is a long one, and I appreciate if you're still listening, but I think there's a lot out there telling us that we're not successful, that everyone is more successful than us. And I just want to tell you that you are successful. Especially if you're doing this day in and day out by yourself, you have gone away from the traditional job and you are trying to make a way for yourself as a business owner. Congratulations. Standing ovation, round of applause, because it's the most difficult thing. It's the most mind-numbing, most frustrating, most rewarding thing that you will ever do. And I don't think it'll ever go away. Even if I see $1 million or $2 million or $10 million in revenue one year, I don't think the frustrations of doing what I do will ever go away, because it just raises the bar, raises the stakes even higher. So that's where I'm at. And, you know, let me know if you, let me know, email me, mike@thevideogalaxy.com. And would love to hear if you have similar experiences and or frustrations, or if you have wins and this year has been phenomenal for you. I want to hear about that. I want to celebrate. I don't want to be bitter and angry or frustrated at like my friends and my colleagues who are doing good and who are, you know, and like I said, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just like, wow. This year's a lot different than last year, and it's not the good different that I wanted. So, but like I said, I don't want to be frustrated or angry or like resentful of people that are doing better. I want to celebrate. How can I encourage you? You're probably having some sort of pain, within your business, regardless of revenues off the charts or not. So would love to hear from you, email me. You can text me 330-600-8245. That's the business line. And I will, I'll reach back out to you. Anyways, I gotta go, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.